St John City Market, the oldest continually operated farmers market in the country, is celebrating its 150th anniversary in 2026. The market was established in 1876, just 1 year later surviving the city's Great Fire, which broke out nearby and destroyed around 40% of the city's buildings. In the intervening years, the market became a community hub for a variety of activities, besides the buying and selling of all kinds of goods. And while its commerce benefits from the city's tourism, to this day it still depends on the year-round patronage of ordinary St Johners. Local 107.3 FM spoke with City Market Manager Andrew McDonald about the history of the market, its ongoing recovery from the pandemic, and some of the ways the market will be celebrating its sesquicentennial milestone.
150 years in 2026, and the market when it started was actually more of an amalgamation of a number of different markets that were operating in the city. The market pretty quickly became the most important space in the uptown area and a gathering place for businesses and for farmers and producers, but also for politicians and the community and everything, and it's remained largely that way, and of course is the longest continuously running public market in Canada right now. So really exciting to have been here for 150 years. If you look at in the market now, you can actually see this moose head that's over here. And if you look at some of the old benches, you'll see a lot of hooks and everything. So one of the big trades that was happening here was in meat and in furs. Whatever was being produced, this was a main area for trade and for sale. Very, very quickly from the beginning, the producers that were in here would open up to the public, to regular people, to come in and shop and to get what they need before they would actually be selling to, business to business. So it really was about the community, about the people almost instantly.
I understand the Great Fire of St John occurred like the year after the city market was established, and somehow it avoided it. I mean, do you want to
just it. It really was a somehow the market avoided it. It's quite amazing with the extent of the fire and how somehow the market was safe from that. But yeah, the building itself, you may have heard a rumor going around over the years that the roof of the market is actually an inverted hull of a ship. It's not. It's not actually a hull of a ship, but it's kind of built in the style of that. And it was built by shipbuilders. All the beams that you see and the walls, like we're talking like 2 feet thick walls of brick, like the main architecture of the building remains. We've redone the roof, we've redone the windows, we've poured concrete, we've done all kinds of changes, but the guts of the building remain. The building itself being on an entire city block is also interesting because it's going down a hill. So from the top of the market to the bottom, there's a differential of around 15 or so feet. When you look at some of the posts that are going down the entire way that have been here forever, that will remain, there's a lot of things. And with the changes we're proposing for the market, there's some pretty significant changes, but it's never not going to look like a 150-year-old building. Well, I mean, next year it's going to look like a 151-year-old building. But, it's never going to look like a new building. As much as we might modernize some spaces within, we're trying to bring in some new stuff, but you'll never mistake this place for anything other than a really old, beautiful building, just beautifully built in the style of the time. You can see this architecture, you can see the beams and the woodworking and where they've been supplemented with like steel or whatever to make sure that everything remains like safe and sturdy. But yeah, everything is what it was.
About the plans for improvements to the market or changes to the market in the coming few months.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
A lot of these changes are coming out of a 5-10 year strategic plan that was approved by council a few years ago. A lot of these changes are trying to look at, what public markets need to be now, how people shop and how people congregate, and what could this space be used for, what elements used to exist and don't anymore. We looked at everything, and a lot of the changes that are coming right now are about ensuring that this market continues to be relevant, of course, but also maybe tries to bring in a renewed effort of being a locals market. A lot of people will talk about the market as like a tourist space, and it's for the cruise ships, it's for the visitors. And while, we love and applaud the countless visitors that come into the space every year, it's wonderful, but we know that they're gonna come to this space. Like, this market is very well known. It's a famous building. We don't believe that we're gonna have an issue bringing visitors into the space, but we really wanna make sure that locals are using this space, coming in here and doing their shopping, grabbing some groceries, communities, grabbing some lunch, looking at the artisans, purchasing the locally produced items. And so we're looking at other ways to entice people into this space. So bringing back some of that community vibe when the market opened, this would be like the political kind of hub. And this would be, you know, this is where everybody was. And this is where you caught up on all the information. So bring some of that back. One of the biggest changes that we're doing is changing the market from three aisles to two. The outer aisles are really, really small, and it's not really perfect for accessibility. And also there's a tendency to kind of like shoot down the middle of the market. In the center of the aisle, we're going to have new kiosks built that's going to create a different way for people to travel through the market. Second to that, we also love the idea of having people eating their lunch inside, being inside the main hall of the market and seeing their friends walk by and being a part of it as they go. So we're building a new eating area. We're calling it the deck. So people are going to be able to congregate there, which is really, really nice. By the end of the year, we'll have some of the new kiosks built. We'll have the eating area built.
Beyond economic considerations, what is the value of the market?
You know, I remember coming to St. John when I first moved to New Brunswick and I was in Fredericton, and people from St. John, they would bring you here. It's the pride of the city, and people just bring you here because you want to see what's going on in here, get a bite to eat. This is such an important community hub. It always has been, but we want to lean into it even more. For the 150th. We'll be launching a lot of the information throughout the early months, but we're talking about like a rebranding. We're talking about like a couple big gala type events. Stay tuned for information on a really fancy event. We're gonna be teaming up with community groups throughout the city. We're gonna be encouraging people, when you look at the market, what do you see? So we're going to push ourselves and push other people for more ideas on what can we do to get people in here to see this differently, to see this place differently.
Is there anything you'd want to add to how you're going to be celebrating the 150th?
Sure, yeah. We're working with local artists, so we'll be looking at murals. We'll be looking at other types of displays. We'll be launching a new actual logo and branding for the market, which is really exciting for us. We'll bring in maybe some productions of music or plays or whatever. We'll be working with local groups to do tours of the space. I gave a little bit of a tease to like a great big gala event. We've got a couple ideas, something that's never happened in the market before. That's a tease. There's nothing else right now I can say. We're putting out these weekly facts for people to kind of get a, like an inside scoop of really old information, also some new information, but we'll also be through our social media channels letting people know what's coming up, what they can expect, what kind of exciting activities will happen.
I kind of want to look at the market as it is now and kind of like where we are now and kind of where we're going to start with, I guess, how the COVID pandemic maybe, how did that affect things? How was kind of like recovery gone, and what is kind of hoped for this year?
People shop differently now. People spend their money differently now. And we need to be aware of that and to really think about that. So we don't see as many people out there shopping as we'd like to. So we really are looking for ways to entice and encourage people to bring themselves back in here. I think by making the space more inviting, more accessible, more user-friendly, you know, a lot of these things are going to be really important. It's not just about having people come in and visit and be in awe of the beauty of this space. It's about convincing all of our locals to really come in here and support the small businesses.
In many ways, you've answered this as well, but I'm kind of like looking at, especially right behind us, the new building coming up there and sort of the developments in Uptown particularly. I mean, what are your hopes for the next 150 years of the market? But maybe let's just stick with the next few years. I mean, what are your hopes?
This is something that I've been saying for a while is, you know, especially kind of throughout the pandemic and everything, is I'm not concerned about the long term for this market. We've been here 150 years and we're not going anywhere. But I think that right now we're on the precipice of this like pretty gigantic growth in the Uptown. Like you mentioned, right next door, 99 King, we've got a giant building going in there. We've got all kinds of other housing happening in the Uptown area. And we anticipate that that's going to create a lot more walkers, a lot more Uptown shoppers who just want to use this space. I don't have to like try to get excited and to feel positive about what's coming up. I just feel it. I just know it. We're building back up people coming into the space, and we're working to encourage them to spend more time in the space. It's our 150th year, which is going to mean we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming, a lot of stuff to brag about and a lot of stuff to be excited about. And we're taking on a lot this year. We're going for some big changes, and we're also trying to celebrate our current like legacy. Watch what we're doing, hop onto our socials to follow us, to share it out to people, but also come up with ideas, send us notes, drop in and talk to us. And you know, what would you like to see here? Like, be a part of the market. Everybody loves the market. But we just want people to come in here and prove it by walking through the doors and by spending time here and to get excited with us. We're all excited.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.